There's a part of me that feels like I have a lot to say, and another part of me that feels like I have nothing to say. So which part is going to win this morning? In the Wednesday Bible study that I lead each week, there are a combination of people that come to that Bible study, and I have grown to know them as full of wisdom. And so in our conversation this past Wednesday, when we were talking about what was coming up for this Sunday, they identified that one of the things that has been so present throughout this particular election cycle and really in general in our country right now is the F word. They said the F word is growing, it seems, the F word being fear. There is so much fear, and it seems like fear is feeding the machine and so many different machines. And so how do we get to a place where fear is not what is primary? And so, of course, somebody spoke up in deep wisdom and said, well, faith. And then we all kind of laughed, and there was a very honest discussion about how in the world do we get from fear to faith? That is not, it's not something that happens automatically. It's not something that you can get with the snap of a finger. So we were talking about a lot of different passages, and as I left last Wednesday and started to think, the story of the widow of Zarephath came to me and would not let me go. It is one of the most bizarre little stories I think we could read. It is strange in many ways, and it's the story of the prophet Elijah, who went on to be a really major prophet. He did a lot in terms of biblical history. But in this story, Elijah is just starting out, and God tells him to say something that he knows is going to really anger the king, the evil king Ahab, and then tells Elijah he better go hide. So Elijah does. So he hangs out by this little wadi, it's called, and he's able to get water, and the ravens feed him. I mean, he is on his own all alone. And then God says, okay, there's no more water, and the ravens aren't going to feed you anymore, so it's time for you to go to Zarephath. I've told a woman there, a widow, I've told a widow to feed you. So go and you will be fed. So Elijah goes and meets the widow who has come out to pick up sticks. And so first Elijah asks her for some water. And then Elijah sees that she's carrying a jar. And in the jar is the smallest little bit of meal or flour. And then Elijah says, after she has brought him something to drink, also, would you make me something to eat? And this is where it gets really remarkable. The widow knows that this little amount that is in her jar is just enough for her to feed herself and her son. Remember, she's a widow. There is no man who is providing for them. So what she says to Elijah is this: I don't have enough to feed you. I am out here picking up sticks because here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. I'm going to build a fire. I'm going to make the last meal. I'm going to feed my son and myself, and then we are going to die. That's how severe the drought was, how severe the famine was in the land. And here's the ever-protective mother. I'm going to feed my son one last time. And Elijah wants her food. And Elijah says this to her: if you will believe, and if you will feed me, God will keep this jar full. You will have enough to feed your son, yourself, your household, and me. God will provide for you. I don't know why she did it. I mean, you can just imagine how Elijah must have looked. He had been out in the wilderness by himself. He probably looked a little wild. Here's what I think might have happened. Somewhere in her, somewhere in this woman who knew she was going home to die with her son because she could no longer feed them, somewhere in her deep was this hope that death was not going to be for them right now. Somewhere in there, there was this little spark of hope, and Elijah spoke to it. Elijah told her something that somewhere deep down she wanted to hear. It really isn't going to be the end. God is going to provide. And so what did she do? She did it. She made it for him, not knowing if that jar was going to have any more in it or not. She made him some food. She shared the last bit of what she had. And then the story is that they went back. Sure enough, the jar kept filling itself. She was able to feed her whole household. And then the weird part of the story is that her son got ill, stopped breathing. Elijah was able to make him breathe again. And in that moment, it says, the widow of Zarephath knew he was a man of God. It took bringing her son back to life for her to say, oh, he really is who he said he is. After she had given him the last of what she had. In Guatemala, they have worry dolls. The tradition is that when children went to bed at night and had worries, they could take their worry, give it to the doll, put their doll under their pillow, and the doll would take care of the worry. And then they could sleep peacefully and soundly. I've always been fascinated by the worry dolls. And here's what I think our country needs right now. I think we need a Widow of Zarephath doll. And I think we should make it now. Because there are two things we need to learn from the Widow of Zarephath doll. The first thing is, no one should go unnamed. No one. Every person is beloved by God and needs to have a name, needs to be known by their name. We will never know who this woman is, the widow of Zarephath. Never. She will be unnamed forever. And so she is a reminder to us that regardless of what someone else believes or thinks or lives, that person has a name. And we need to know their name. What is your name? This is my name. We don't even know each other's names. It starts there. Find the people whose names you don't know and say, what is your name? My name is this. And then do it with all the people you meet. It will be amazing to you how much knowing somebody else's name will make a difference. The second thing we need to learn from the widow of Zarephath doll is this. Faith is believing that you will have enough and believing it enough that you can share generously with others. In Hebrews, it says, faith is the assurance of things not seen. There it is. You can't see. This widow of Zarephath could not see that the jar was going to be refilled, and she gave. And that is where we are. That is what is missing right now across lines in the church, in society, in politics. We are not able to give generously. We are all so protecting what we have. Faith is believing there will be enough so we can share generously and then doing it. So we can only start with ourselves. So I want to encourage you to put the widow of Zarephath in your pocket. Keep her there. Remember to ask the people you don't know and maybe don't even agree with what their name is. Call them by name. And then believe that you have enough. You have enough. I have enough. And so we can share generously. When someone says, "Will you make me something to eat?" We don't have to say, "Hold on, I'm protecting this for my children. I'm protecting this for my grandchildren." No, there's enough so we can share generously. Amen.